This is TWiT.
One of the things that we hear a lot in security right now is the idea of the zero trust model. I mentioned it in the last bite just a moment ago. But it's one of those things where many people use the phrase, but somewhat fewer people actually understand what it means. And this is one of the times when the NSA, in its role as the organization that develops protections for U.S.-based commercial computer traffic and government traffic, has released guidance both on what zero trust is and how it can be applied. As they say, the zero trust security model eliminates implicit trust in any one element, node, or service, and instead requires continuous verification of the operational picture through real-time information fed from multiple sources to determine access and other system response. Well, that's a fine thing to say, but what does it mean in real life? It means, well, a lot of work. Implementing zero trust takes time and effort. The good news is, and this is something that the NSA in its report says, it doesn't have to be done all at once. It's not an all or nothing. Businesses can incorporate zero trust concepts into existing network infrastructures, although it's likely going to require additional capabilities. And doing it this way does require intelligence, not necessarily machine intelligence, but human intelligence, knowing how it's going to be rolled out and how it's going to be deployed. The officials advise planning out the integration as a, quote, continually maturing roadmap, end quote, starting with initial preparation and continuing on to basic, intermediate, and advanced steps. Now, as with every major project that comes along, there are challenges. The officials note the potential roadblocks include lack of support from enterprise leadership, lack of support from users. You know, one of the things we've seen over and over and over again is that if you make security too hard, users will find a way around it. And that's the last thing you want to have happen, because in all of those little bypassing operations, vulnerabilities are found. So I want to turn to my co-host and say, Lou, let's go to you first. Is zero trust something that you are seeing as an addition to more and more application infrastructures? Is it something that is being added to the basic authentication routine that's we're pretty much used to when it comes to logging into enterprise applications?
Absolutely. I think that's a great question, Curtis. I think that zero trust, especially like, for instance, in the microservice realm and in container security, like there, it's one of those models right now that a lot of organizations are starting to implement where, you know, in order to access these services, you have to do so making sure you have your presence known, whether it's a YubiKey or something like that. Make sure that you're obviously you have MFA in place, and so you're also securing your identity and making sure that you let them know your identity, who you are, where you're at, that kind of thing. And so these are the baseline things that a lot of organizations I'm seeing do when they implement these new services and software that's out there. So I definitely think it's one of the things that organizations to think about as they start to implement and build new applications and services, because it will help in the long run, number one. Number two is allows for, like for instance, I'll give an example. I had an organization that, you know, thought that they were secure. They had multi-factor enabled, and they were using OAuth and so on, but their access tokens had too long of an expiration date. I think there was like 30 days or something like that. And somebody was able to actually access their machine and acquire the token and use those tokens to access the service. Well, these are things that show that even if you have some of the really high end security policies in place, and you have things like, presence enabled and, YubiKey security and all that, you still might be enabling organizations and hackers to get in because of these other mishaps. So you really have to think about this as you start to build out applications and services, and it's starting a trend. Like, you're seeing a lot more people, a lot more organizations implemented that way.
Well, I want to go to BAM with my next question, because we usually think of authentication and credentials in terms of human interactions with computer systems. But especially when it comes to micro-segmentation, a lot of what's happening is machine-to-machine or service-to-service authentication, encryption, and communication. BAM, what are you seeing? Is micro-segmentation and the zero trust model, are these taking off in the network infrastructures that you are seeing being implemented?
So we are seeing a big ramp up in what we call cloud workload protection or cloud workload protection platforms. These are, you know, more your east-west type of security segmentation boundaries, and really often focused on container-based workloads, which is often how microservices and micro-segmentation is implemented. So increasingly there are, you know, new security tools, but I'll caution against sort of trusting these as a panacea in micro-segmentation, because they tend to be really focused on network level behaviors and really not looking at application layer workloads, at least for most of the solutions available today. Now, that's not to say they aren't without value, but it is a caution that, you know, I don't think we have really good tools to give us the visibility right now into what's going on in these micro segmented or microservice workload environments. These, you know, architectures or microservice architectures offer a better path to zero trust, but I don't know that they always deliver, because the controls that we have from an InfoSec perspective aren't very mature just yet.
Well, maturity is something that we're seeing lacking in an awful lot of the newly advancing security methodologies. There's no reason why zero trust should be any different. This is something that I know we're going to be talking about more in the future, because companies are looking for ways to take away the potential for some of these problems to develop and spread throughout the organization. Right now, micro-segmentation and its close cousin, zero trust, seem some of the most promising methodologies.